Well, there's a second parameter associated with the Earth. Earth has what the ancients called a heartbeat. We now know that for every 1 second of our experience, the 1 second that we just had, Earth pulsed a certain number of times. And you might say, well, I didn't feel that pulse. What researchers say is that we all feel it, and we're so used to it that we average it out into our experience. It's sort of like the heartbeat. If you place your ear next to the chest of a person, you hear a mechanical heartbeat, and in addition to that, there is an electromagnetic pulse that you do not maybe hear or feel. And it's that pulse that we're talking about on Earth. It's not a mechanical pulse, it's an electromagnetic pulse. We measured it for the first time in 1898. And that pulse was measured at 7.8 beats per second, or 7.8 cycles per second, 7.8 hertz. Well, we believed that this pulse was a constant all through the early 1900s. It didn't change. It was 7.8 cycles per second, 7.8 beats. All through World War I, World War II, up through the Korean War. In 1958, there was a meeting, one of the first meetings, where all the nations came together under the guise of scientific research. And this pulse was the topic of study. This was called the IGY, the International Geophysical Year. And the pulse that we believed was the constant became the basis for many new communications and weapon systems at that time. And there was an agreement to cease publishing this information in the open literature. So from 1958 on, you see very little of this base pulse, this base resonant frequency of the Earth. And it still remained a constant, about 7.8 hertz. Well, it wasn't long after that, in the mid-1980s, something began to change with this pulse. It began to increase. And it went from 7.8 to 8, 8.23 to 8.6 to 9. Now some researchers are reporting measurements over 9, and it appears that this pulse is increasing. It's very controversial because of the way the measurements are being taken. Different organizations are receiving different measurements, and they're all pretty much in agreement something has changed. So if for no other reason, these two parameters alone, we can digitally validate that there is something unique happening in Earth right now. The magnetics are decreasing. This pulse is changing. And they appear to be converging upon a point in history. It may be for the first time that through frequency and magnetics, we have the ability to digitally track the parameters that are leading us to what the ancients called the shift of the ages. When the magnetics fall to zero, and when this pulse reaches a threshold resonance around 13 hertz, 13 cycles per second, 13 beats. For many researchers now, they believe that marks the time that we actually begin the shift that was referenced in the Egyptian traditions, in the Mayan calendars, and many of the indigenous prophecies.